Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. All eyes this week are on the Georgia Senate runoffs. But I'm going to be honest here. At the time that you're listening to this, it may be before polls close or it may be afterwards, and we may know the outcome of those races. Or, more likely, perhaps, we may not. The count in Georgia took more than a week in November, and with two unpredictable races that are both expected to be close, in a state where election integrity has been, let's say, at the forefront of the political conversation, we just don't know when we will know for sure. So, let's leave that conversation for another day and instead talk about something completely different. Nuns. And no, I don't mean N-U-N-S. You know, the sister act kind, who wear the black and white. I am talking about N-O-N-E-S, nuns. We've talked about this group before on this here Friendly Neighborhood podcast because we're talking about Americans for whom none is their religious affiliation, meaning atheists, agnostics, or those who say their faith is nothing in particular. And we've talked about them before because they're a really important group in American politics. They make up somewhere around a quarter of the population, and that's growing fast. And they are much more likely to vote for Democrats than for Republicans. And the reason I bring them up today is that one thing that the nuns are not is particularly well represented in Congress. A study from the Pew Research Center notes that in the new Congress that was just sworn in this weekend, 88% of the members identify as Christian. That is significantly higher than the American population overall, which is about two-thirds saying they are of the Christian faith. Catholics, in particular, are pretty well represented on Capitol Hill. They make up 3 in 10 lawmakers on the Hill, compared to just 2 in 10 American adults in the population at large. Jews are also pretty well represented on the Hill. About 2% of U.S. adults identify as being of the Jewish faith, but about 6% of members of Congress say the same thing. The group really that is really conspicuously underrepresented, as compared to a percentage of the population when it comes to religious faith, are those with no religious affiliation at all. Despite being a quarter of the U.S. population, less than half a percentage point out of the members of Congress actively say they are not a member of a specific religion. And when I say less than half a percentage point, that actually means one person. There's a single lawmaker who says that, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Of course, none of that means that everyone in Congress is particularly vocal about their particular faith. Many are, sure, lots of them. But there's also a growing number of members of Congress who say they identify as Christian, but they don't specify a specific denomination either. But for a government in which we talk a lot about representation, the nuns, for what it's worth, don't have too many folks waving their flag. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.